USA. 32nd timeout. Looks like they're going to be setting up a little trap defense here. That's typically what they do at this point. It's an 11-point lead, 39-28. In the third quarter, 3:49 left before the third quarter is over.
Yeah, the game's starting to get away from the Lakers a little bit. I would have thought that would have been Coach Majeski's timeout. But it was just the opposite. And I think you're right. Yes, he's going to put some pressure on the Lakers right now.
So, 3:49 left in the third. USA calls a 30-second timeout after extending their lead to the largest of the night, 11, with McGrair driving into the lane for the left-handed layup from the left side.
And just the opposite, USA is back into a 1-3-1 zone.
Okay, so Evan Gastro has it from 90 feet from his own hoop.
Watch for the trap.
Crosses the timeline. Hits across, and Evan Gastro still down the key over to shooting, trying to reverse the ball as much as possible, trying to break down that zone. They have Zwemer underneath the 1-3-1. Evan Gastro over to shooting in the right corner. Here's the trap, and he kicks it out and tries to feed into Zwemer, but number 20, Kyle Fletcher, was there to take it away from USA. McGrair across the timeline, 3:15 left in the third, 39-28, 11-point lead for the Pats. McGrair slowing things down. Head coach Mark Gainforth calling out the play. Four Patriots on the baseline. McGrair top of the key, going for a little bit of isolation here. Over to number 20, Kyle Fletcher for the jump shot. Carl Malone sounds good. He now has 8 on the night. It's a 13-point lead, largest lead for the Patriots thus far, 41-28. Shooting gets trapped into the backcourt, and he kicks it over to Zwemer, but there's McGrair to steal it. And he gets it in the right corner when all said and done in their own territory. Over to number 5, Nick Fletcher drives the baseline, kicks out to McGrair, top of the key over to Kyle Fletcher, back out to Daniel Rich, or excuse me, that's number 20, I'm getting the name confused here, that's Kyle Fletcher for the 3, and that one goes no good. Rebound Lakers, shooting across the timeline.
It was a good ball movement by the Patriots.
Yeah, gives me a little exercise of the mind there. Binder has it on the baseline on the left side for the Lakers, drives in, dribbles, picks up his dribbles, kicks it over to Zwemer, that's not there. And Shooty ends up within the right corner, being guarded very closely by number 24, Daniel Rick. And they steal it. Rick has it across the timeline, goes up to the left-handed layup on the left side, and it goes up and good. And we have another timeout. This one's a full timeout called by Lakers, and it's a 15-point lead for the Patriots, 43-28 with less than 2 to play in the third. You're tuned at WLIW.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Minute 59 left in the third. A little bit of a fancy pants there. Got Mr. Al participating by here. He's providing the entertainment for this game. 43-28. USA leads now by 15. They led by 5 at halftime. Starting to open things wide open here. Lakers have only scored 2 points in the second half. USA scored just a few more points there. So they kick it into Shooty, Vince Zwemer at the post. And he goes up and gets fouled in the matter. So Zwemer's going to be heading to the line shooting 2. That's going to be the first free throws for the Lakers all night. Fouls on USA. That's their 15th foul. Number 30, Grant Harris, gets charged with his first foul. Zwemer shooting the lefty. His first free throw. It's good. Nice stroke there for the lefty big man.
Good player. And what's kind of fun, too, is that he's a sophomore, as well as Brendan Ballard is a sophomore. They're going to be seeing a lot of each other for the next couple of years.
Yes, indeed, as the second one is up and good. So, Paul Zwemer now has 12 points for the night. He leads the Lakers as Grant Harris goes in with the left-handed layup, and it's good. Kind of caught the Laker defense sleeping, and now it's back to a 15-point lead. Gasho gets fouled by a couple USA defenders on their trap, their feigned trap defense.
I think Joey Southgate's going to get this one.
Well, regardless, it's USA's 16th foul. That's on number one, Joey Southgate, just like you said. So after Kaczynski passes into Gaucho across the timeline, back over to Kaczynski left side, up to the top of the key to Gaucho. Shooting on the right wing, being guarded heavily by number 24. Get Rick over to Kaczynski from the left wing for three. Yes. Just when you think they're about to turn over, Evan Kaczynski sinks a three, and it's now only 12-point lead for the Patriots.
That was just what the doctor ordered, and it was against the 1-3-1 zone. Coach Gainforth switched it up a little bit again.
A minute remains in the third. It's 45-33 USA with a 12-point lead. McBrayer out to number 24, Dan Rick, for his fifth three of the night on just as many tries, and it's good. 15-point lead once again. Lakers hit the three. USA says, I can do that too. Gaucho has it with 43 seconds left at the left wing. Over to Schutte in the right wing. Back over to Gaucho, top of the key. He drives into the lane, puts it up, and we have a foul on the floor against yet another USA Patriot. That's the seventh, so Gaucho's into the line, shooting one and a bonus.
So Joey Southgate again?
That's his second. Both coming in the second quarter. Substitution for the Lakers, that's number 32, Nathan Kaczynski. He replaces Binder. And number four, Andrew Meade checks in for the second time tonight, as well as Sawyer Langley. One at a time here. So Schutte comes out, as well as Wemmer.
This is like changing on the fly in a hockey game, Clark.
A little bit. That's my favorite about Pee Wee basketball. Everyone just get out there and come off. Forget the whistle. So Gaucho with the line shooting 1-1 with 38 seconds left, trailing by 15 to USA, and it's good. I hate to jinx him here, but after covering the Lakers-Cass City game and Lakers shooting just horribly from the line, they haven't missed yet. They're 3-for-3.
And on the other hand, it seems that they are comfortable in somebody else's gym.
That's very true, as Brent Harris and Southgate check out for the Patriots. Gaucho with the line shooting his second bonus. And it's good. They're now 4-for-4 from the free throw line as number 10 Nick Post comes in for Gaucho. So now we have five substitutions out there for, or should I say four, for the Lakers. We have Post, Evan Kaczynski, Nathan Kaczynski, number four, Andrew Meade, and Sawyer Langley. Out there for the Patriots, we have McBrayer, number 24, Daniel Rick, number five, Nick Fletcher, Sean Faber, and number 24, or excuse me, and number 20, Kyle Fletcher. McBrayer is slowing things down with 18 seconds left to go. They're leading by 13 in the third quarter.
How many seconds before he starts going in?
It looks like they're moving here at 10 seconds. McBrayer on the right wing, kicks it into number 20. Kyle Fletcher picks it out to McBrayer. Kyle Fletcher wide open to put inside the three in the right corner. This one goes no good. There for the putback is number 24, Dan Rick. This one goes no good, and that's how the end of the third quarter is going to finish. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 48-35, USA leading by 13. You're tuned to WLEW.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Well, USA has a good feeling thus far, leading by 13 points heading into the last quarter here. 48-35, leading the green and white Lakers. John, what do Lakers need to do to get back to this one in the fourth?
Shoot a lot better. Right now it's 33%, and they're only getting off, six shots. And that just can't call. Every possession is important, and right now they're starting on defense. You have McBrayer bringing the ball up very slowly.
And he kicks it over to the Nick Fletcher on the left wing, back up to Faber, into Ballard, who's back up.